Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And with your spirit. And good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. And in a special way, we welcome all our families and friends who are following us through the television, internet, or radio. As we gather here, we recall Jesus' words of invitation, when invites us as if we are to be his disciples, we must take up our cross and follow him. We ask the Lord in this Eucharist to afford us the grace and the strength to carry our cross faithfully after him. And for the times we have failed, we ask for forgiveness and pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord have mercy. Sins of the world.
Look upon us, O God, creator and ruler of all things, and that we may feel the working of your mercy. Grant that we may serve you with all our heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore, I shall not be disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. He is near who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right? Let that man confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? The word of the Lord.
Before the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I love the Lord, for he has heard my voice, my appeal, for he has turned his ear to me whenever I call him. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. They surrounded me, the snares of death, the anguish of the grave has found me. Anguish and sorrow I found when I call on the name of the Lord. Deliver my soul, O Lord. I will walk before the living. How gracious is the Lord and just! Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
A reading from the letter of St. James. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister has nothing to wear and has no food for the day, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and eat well," but you do not give them the necessities of the body, what good is it? See also faith of itself. If it does not have works, it is dead. Indeed, someone might say, "You have faith and I have works. Demonstrate your faith to me without works, and I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works." The word of the Lord.
Never boast except in the cross of the Lord, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Alleluia.
From the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This gospel passage from today, above all things, I think, begs to ask all of us the question, who is Jesus for each of us in our lives today? But I think just as important, it forces us to look honestly at what the cost of discipleship is for those of us committed to proclaim that Jesus is truly the Son of the living God. But you know, I think it's sometimes very easy for us to say who Jesus is because we've had 2,000 years of church teaching with thousands of theologians in countless of volumes explaining every aspect of Jesus. But who is Jesus for us personally? Who is Jesus deep in the part of our being, that part that is truly hidden from everyone except for our Father in heaven? And how do we experience him? Each one of us, I think, would probably answer in a very different way, simply because we're individuals with different life experiences. We're like those snowflakes. Millions can fall, each one of them being different. But deep within all of us, our answer about Jesus, within the depths of our hearts and our souls, I think is basically the same. Jesus is he that quenches that unquenchable thirst that we all have. And yes, it is true that part of the gospel passage is about recognizing who Jesus is. And I think at some point in our lives, we all have to answer this question with honesty, and not just with words, as St. James says in our second reading, but with actions. And as I mentioned before, this gospel passage also gives us a glimpse. It gives us a peek into understanding real discipleship and what it really means for us to follow Jesus in our lives. Following Jesus, not only in all of the wonder and the majesty surrounding him, the miracles and the cures and the authority from the Father, but also in the cross. Not so much in crucifixion, but yes, in the cross of the hardships of our daily lives. And when we hear Peter in this passage of the gospel, Peter in his humanness, in all his humanity, just like many of us in many ways. And that's why I think we can all identify with Peter, because Peter himself tries to eliminate the cross and the teaching of Jesus about the consequences of the cross to all who profess to be his disciples. And that, my friends, this part of discipleship is probably the hardest facet of living our life in Christ, but it's also something that none of us can really expect to avoid in our lifetime if we choose to follow our Lord Jesus. And so we have these two important phrases, one of them actually being a question. Who do you say that I am? And whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And so let's kind of zoom in on this second phrase, that is, accepting our crosses, the circumstances in our lives, and also of what we hear in the gospel, denying oneself, self-denial. These two are, without argument, extremely difficult to do in today's, what I would call, glitzy, I want to be famous culture. I think most people will do almost anything to avoid suffering in any small way. And self-denial is really, when you think about it, self-denial is contrary to our way of life that includes Twitter, Facebook, selfies, and overnight internet reality stardom. But the words of our Lord are just as meaningful today, here in 2015, and true as they were some 2,000 years ago. That's why the gospel is a living word. Okay, it's not a dead word, it's living. Jesus Christ is alive. The gospel is alive here today in our hearts. And so what does taking up one's cross mean? I mentioned before, for us, 2,000 years later, it's not the physical cross that Jesus actually died on. However, this was very much to the point when he was talking to his disciples and his contemporaries. But with us, it's our everyday life situations. Some of them a very short duration, in other words, lasting a very short period, but others almost being permanent in their nature, like certain illnesses, physical or mental. And some of these, whether they're short or long, can often be the source of frustration and, yes, even our anger. But it's how we handle these crosses that affect our ability to be called true disciples. Self-denial is a different matter. But self-denial can also help us to form our relationship with Jesus. Remember that our bodies are temples. Our body and our very life is God's gift to us. And what we do with it is our gift back to God. And so let's look very quickly at the other readings in conjunction with this powerful gospel message that we have today. In the Old Testament, our first reading, the Old Testament lesson from the book of the prophet Isaiah, has the prophet offering himself as an example to the people. If you know anything about Isaiah definitely had a cross. He had many crosses, and we hear about those crosses in the reading today on how he suffered those crosses. And he suffered very much as God's spokesperson. And basically what Isaiah is saying, that only by trusting in God can anyone find true happiness and true fulfillment. Only trusting in God can one have that thirst quenched. And then when I was looking at the other readings, I kind of skipped over the responsorial psalm, and then I looked at it again. And as I looked at it again, what stuck out to me was the fourth psalm, the fourth phrase in the psalm today. The psalmist is praising God who saved him from actually giving up. And in that fourth verse, when he says, "He has kept my soul from death," he's speaking in a spiritual sense. The meaning is simply that in spite of his problems, he has not lost hope. in God, and because of his hope, he has the strength to continue with his life. And that's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel. And St. James, in our second reading, gives us another way to look at suffering and self-denial. And that is to share in someone else's suffering. And many of us, realistically, do not lack in the necessities of life, food and clothing and shelter and love. It's a necessity. Love is a big necessity along with the other necessities. But many do lack in these necessities. And so what St. James is telling us, we're asked to help in our own way. We're asked to help in our own way, whatever that way may be, with those who are less fortunate than us. And then finally, we come back to our gospel passage and that important question, who do you say that I am? And if we answer like our brother Peter, then I think we're ahead of the curve. If we're hesitant, then we need to make a decision. And I think we need to make up our mind sooner than later. And once this question is answered, we should then look in a very sobering way at the next statement, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. These two items, one a question and one a statement of fact, are and should be life-changing. So let me leave you with a small aid in helping to resolve these. They are the words from the Serenity Prayer. Some of you might know it. Some of you may even say it every day. I see it every day because it's framed and it hangs in my house. And I also have a little card I carry with me that has this Serenity Prayer on it. And it goes like this, Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can change, and the wisdom to know the difference. Something to think about during your prayer life this coming week. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We worship a God who hears our prayers. Let us then present to the Father all our needs with the greatest confidence.
That the Church will always reflect the generous love, mercy, and compassion of Christ,
we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who serve in ordained ministries in the church may be living examples of Christ and inspire the faithful to transform the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all grandparents, that they may experience the joy of family, the blessing of health, and the gift of gratitude, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who have died, especially Evangeline Hernandez, may rest in God's peace, and those who grieve for them may have consolation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Leila Garaby, Larry Lucerio, Cynthia Schumann, Isabella Renee Castro, and Katie Marsh, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. My dear friends, for all of our needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O loving God, in your great mercy and goodness, you provide for our spiritual and material needs. Grant the prayers we have offered you, for we ask them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands. Praise and glory of his name for our good and good of all his holy church. Look with favor on our supplication, O Lord, and in your kindness accept these, your servants' offerings, that what each has offered to the honor of your name may serve the salvation of all through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit, lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, for you lay the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You form man in your own image and sets humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. To ruin your name over all you have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim the death of the Lord and profess your resurrection until you come.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our bishops, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, 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 amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Thank you. Very good. Thank you.
Peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body of the Lord Jesus Christ be safe and come alive.
Of the Lord. Taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I will never stop thanking my God with my words of praise. My soul will boast in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be lifted in praise. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. And see the goodness of the Lord. Join the singing in praise of our God. Tell the world of the name. I cry to the Lord, have mercy on me. Calmed all my fears and then set me free. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. to God and be radiant with joy. You will never know shame. The weight of your burden is light to the Lord. With tender compassion, God will call you by name. Taste and see. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. God of justice, rain down on the poor. To their days. Come visit your people, each child of the earth. Come visit us now and bring us to a new birth. Taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
Let us pray. May the working of this heavenly gift, O Lord, we pray, take possessions of our minds and bodies, so that its effects and not our own desires may always prevail in us, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for a few announcements. The religious education classes will begin this morning at 10:45. For those who have not registered your children or have not received a class assignment, please report to St. Joseph Hall to do all those. And as you know, that this month and next month we have the ministry recruitment. And so today we have Debbie Shea, who is the coordinator for the altar service. She'll be here to share with us about the ministry and invite the children to help serve at the altar.
I'm the altar server coordinator here at the cathedral. Altar serving is an excellent way for young people to serve the church and to learn more about their faith. To be qualified to be a server, you must have already received your first Holy Communion, be reverent and attentive at Mass, and be committed in your attendance. Today we have servers from the McNiff and the Cifuentes family with us who've been dedicated servers for many years. And their moms, Trav and Suzanne, are going to be helping me at the side doors to help sign people up, and I'll be in the back. Thank you very much.
I just like to add that we have a very good altar service here, and if your children, if you want them to concentrate on the Mass, maybe you want to...
Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral, on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.